And in Britain this week, eyebrows were raised with the revelation that Starbucks has paid almost no corporate tax on its operations in the UK. Starbucks insists it's done nothing wrong. Vicky Barker reports from London.
That's why at Starbucks we've decided to do things differently.
Since that green mermaid logo first washed up on these shores in 1998, Starbucks UK has racked up more than $4.5 billion in sales here.
We're Starbucks. Nice to meet you.
Yet it's paid only $13 million in UK corporate income tax, less than 0.3% of that total. And it's paid nothing at all in the past 3 years for a simple reason. Starbucks says it hasn't made any profit to be taxed. Sitting outside a busy Starbucks in Hammersmith, West London, customer Derek DaCosta is skeptical.
I don't believe the fact that they're not making a profit. It's filled. There's always a queue. I think they should be paying.
But tax expert John Whiting says Starbucks is paying in other ways. It's created jobs, 5,000 jobs, Starbucks says, and it pays British Social Security and sales tax.
The company may not be paying much corporation tax, but the country, the UK, will still be making a good profit out of them.
Starbucks insists it's in full compliance with UK law. Analysts note international companies like Starbucks are able to essentially outsource profits to countries with lower tax rates, all perfectly legal and popular. Amazon, eBay, and Facebook have all been revealed as paying minimal corporate tax on their UK operations. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.